You may have favorite Bible passages, ones you go back to over and over again. In my Bible, there's a bunch of them that are marked, but you remember the strains of the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my..." Yeah. Do you remember that one from Philippians 4, "Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God"? Maybe you have in yours from Ephesians chapter 2, "For by what? By grace you have been saved. Not your own doing, it is the gift of God." What's the other one that's marked in your Bible? Is it John 3:16? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that all who would believe in him would have eternal life," life from above, life from God. I think as people of faith, this is our humble and determined assertion that at the center of the universe is the love of God. It's the glue of the cosmos, a love that creates, a love that redeems, a love that has skin, a love that has nerve, a love for me, and a love for you, a love that would even raise us from the dead. Now, the critics would say that that's just naive. Isn't that just wishful thinking? Maybe there's nothing at the center of the universe. There's just gravity. Just meaningless, empty, cold gravity. Or maybe not. Maybe you believe, like I do, that as Mark Allen Powell put it in his book, Loving Jesus, that there's something extraordinary going on. That all criticism and apprehension, suspicion and fear, all hostility and dread, all of our bitterness and belligerence, our malevolence and misanthropy run up against this one great truth that transcends time and space. This truth is easily dismissed by those who cherish their dysfunctions, unable or unwilling to imagine how they would get along without them. It's derided as simplistic, discarded as wishful thinking, lampooned and scorned and denied for any reason and every excuse. The mortal mind works overtime to construct defenses against the implications of what, in the depths of our souls, we nonetheless all sense to be true. And here it is. This is what's true. We are loved by God. We are loved by the universe, for God is its creator. We are loved by life, for God is its source. And we are loved by love itself, for God is love. Can you believe that? Amen.